Award for her work in the classroom. And Hugger joins us right now to talk about that honor in a lot more detail.
Yeah, the Presidential Award for Excellence in Mathematics and Science Teaching. Erica, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
We are doing well. Probably not as good as you are, though, because this has been a long time coming, the way it sounds.
Yes, I waited a really long time to hear officially, but it's been a very exciting week.
I bet it has. Let's kind of let people know about the process here. I mean, we understand that, the application process for this has been defined as rigorous. Would that be accurate, Erica?
Yes. As far as the application processes that I have completed, I would consider it the most rigorous. Everything that I speak about in my application, I have to cite. I have to cite it in my resume with evidence, cite it in my videos with evidence, cite it, in my letters of recommendation. And so, being science and math, it's an evidence-based application.
Speaking of that, what did you submit, and how much information do they ask of you that needs all of that essentially backing data to prove that you're as qualified as you say you are?
So the application has a written component of five dimensions, each dimension three parts. One is on your mastery of the content that you're teaching that's at appropriate level for the students. The second dimension is on your instructional practices and how those are appropriate for students. The third component is on how you assess students, monitor students, and use the data that you are receiving to improve your teaching. The third component is on your reflective practice and how you've sought professional development to improve as a teacher. And the last is in leadership and education inside and outside of the classroom. In addition to that, we submit three letters of recommendation, artifacts to support all of our dimensions, which include pictures, lesson plans, and a resume. And the resume also is cited as evidence in the writing.
That sounds like a full-time job right there, just to get
by
this application taken care of. Well, how did the process get started, Erica? Were you nominated for this, and then you had to take the nomination and run with it? So how did that all work to begin with?
Well, actually, I was nominated in 2019, and I did become a finalist in 2019. When you're a state finalist, you go on to the national committee to be evaluated. So the state-level committee evaluates all the applicants from the state, and then the national committee evaluates the three science and three math finalists each year from the state. And once you've been nominated in the past and submitted an application, you can try again. And it's common because there's such a learning curve on how to cite all of this and to make sure that you're providing enough evidence that people apply twice. So yeah. I thought I'd give it a second shot in 2020. It was the year of the pandemic. I mean, we were in very strange circumstances, and I thought that I had developed a way to teach during the pandemic that was effective and unique, and I thought that might kind of give me an edge. So I went ahead and resubmitted. When I recorded my video, we were in hybrid. So I had in my classroom like six students, and then the remainder of my students were online and then in breakout rooms. And so I was juggling differentiated instruction at that time, trying to give each student what they needed. And another thing that kind of helped set me apart is that I've been developing a library of short video reteaches over the years. And so I was able to meet all of my students during COVID where they were, giving them either a more simplified model of my instruction, a more detailed and more enrichment-based model of my instruction, and do that all through assessment and monitoring their learning. So they really got kind of individualized, tailored instruction. So I recorded that and wrote about it. And I do a lot of that still today. Obviously, I don't have to juggle the technology and the breakout rooms and all of that, but my students benefit from differentiated instruction.
Erica, before we let you go, you mentioned here about, you know, how gratifying this is, but take us back here to when you were considering, you know, your really career path as maybe a middle schooler or high schooler and getting into college. What drew you to biology and what keeps you teaching biology now?
I think just curiosity. You know, I'm just kind of a curious person. And I didn't do well in my first biology class at Emporia State. I was an elementary ed major, and I took general biology. I had 18 credit hours my first semester, and I got all A's, a B, and a C. And I really loved my health class, and I met with an advisor that said I wanted to teach health. And she said, okay, well, you need to teach another subject. What of the classes you took in your general ed did you like the most? And I said, I really liked biology. So for me, it was kind of an uphill battle because I wasn't preparing to go down a biology path. I wasn't preparing for a science path. I didn't have a lot of background knowledge, but I just really liked it. And science is kind of a lifelong learning area, right? So I graduated from college, and I didn't stop learning. I got my master's and then my bachelor's, but every summer I was also taking science courses. So I have 36 graduate hours in science or science teaching on top of my master's, and I just love to learn. So that was a good fit for me, and that passion helps me drive my students.
Well, you have certainly paved a bright path, that is for sure, Erica. And let me ask you, how did you learn that you were a Presidential Award for Excellence in Mathematics and Science Teaching recipient? How did that come about? How did you learn? And then what was your reaction?
Well, I had a little bit of an indication. As you are a finalist, they need to start, like, preparing for announcements and press releases and things like that. So about 9 months ago, I received an email needing a little bit more information from me. So I was hopeful. Obviously, I couldn't share that information. And then on Monday, I received an email with a congratulations, and the press release was linked in the email. And so then it's just kind of snowballed since then of the information getting out. So.
And a lot of calls from us media folks trying to gauge what's going through your brain here at this point of the game. So really appreciate your time though with us here, Erica. And we've talked with you in years past about the other honors that you've received, and looking forward to more honors here for you down the road.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Erica. Appreciate your time.
Hey, have a great day.
All right, you too. Yeah, Erica Hubbard, a biology teacher at Emporia High School and a Presidential Award for Excellence in Mathematics and Science Teaching recipient. That is impressive stuff right there.
Indeed, and we'll have more on that coming up here later on KVOE. KVOE News Time is 8:24. It's currently 30 degrees. Our high today will be 41.